Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG Pod Overflow, the Cinephobe Cold Opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
You said the OG Pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG Pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG Pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're going to get Amin in those, so you got to listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP, that's 1-800-639-8783, or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY, or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Want to know another Snapple fact? The first hot air balloon passengers were a sheep, a duck, and a rooster. Ridiculous. Check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavored Snapple near you.
Yo, what's good? It's Black Trey, and I got a show called Growing Up the Same with Jason Madison, where we talk to guests about their childhood memories that I'm sure everyone can relate to. You even get some life advice at the end. Our show has featured guests like Dom Kennedy, JJ Redick, Baron Davis, Brian Koppelman, Bomani Jones, Mina Kimes, and many more. Be sure to check us out on the Black Opinions Matter feed under the Count the Dings Network. Oh yeah, and don't forget to tell a friend to subscribe, rate, and review.
And also subscribe, rate, and review to the separate Growing Up the Same feed.
What's going on? Welcome to another fun-filled episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. My name is Amino Hassan. I'm joined, as always, by Black Trey, Big Jerv, and our producer, Sean. Got a hell of a lineup for you. We're going to talk about Sha'Carri Richardson, her whole deal. What about Emmanuel Acho, what he said? We're getting into it. We're getting deep into that whole conversation. We're also going to talk about Philadelphia's own Bill Cosby got released. It's fuck Bill Cosby, as always. And also, apparently, fuck Joe Brown. More on that later. Raising Cane's. We get into that. Yeah, that's right. The chicken place. Yeah, we're going to talk about, can you have a chicken place based on, or a restaurant based on just one entree? Obviously, I will address the Rachel Nichols stuff. I know a lot of you guys are jumping on right now. I'm going to touch on it. To be honest with you, the detailed stuff comes Tuesday on Lebatard Show. So check it out there. But I'm also going to touch on it here today to explain some of my thinking. But first, it was America's birthday, July 4th, and we all had shit. But nobody had more shit than Trey for Sean set up. How was your America birthday celebration, Sean?
Let's start with that.
Cool. It was fun, man. We had a good time, bro. The setup was cool.
Did you grill? You ended up grilling?
Yo, so I only had to grill for half the time.
How much of the story could we tell the listeners?
We could tell the whole thing. We could tell the whole way.
So I'm gonna take y'all inside the group chat, because this nigga Trey, I don't know what happened yesterday, man. But he just decided to be roasted the whole goddamn time.
No, I do that anytime though.
But yesterday that was you went extra yesterday.
He was on me.
I was like, damn.
I was laughing. You know what? He didn't really get welcome to the chat the right way. So maybe that was a good blessing to make it. He felt like he was too Teflon because he's a producer.
I get it, man. You know, I'm the new guy. Big Waz is the OG. So he's sending through $2,000 cracker tables. Nobody says shit. Spreads, all types of shit. All good.
Waz went to the Hamptons, I think, for his July 4th. I don't know. I don't know what it is, but that was the biggest table of crackers I've ever seen.
And we ain't talking about white people.
Literally a table. Yeah, it's crackers. It was like Ritz, saltines, all of it.
All of it, bro. Rice crackers. That shit was crazy. Meats, cheeses, fruits. Bro,
grapes.
So I've scrolled up. So Sean is talking about, he's getting ready. You're having a thing at your house. Sean says, man, I'm gonna skip the whole misunderstanding part. I said, man, my girl dad told me he was on the grill, fired up to be on the grill, can't wait. He just hit me, said he's sick, can't make the party. Now I'm on the grill. I'm he was begging me in the middle of the week to be on the grill. I'm like, no, I'll just buy what we need already done. I don't want to deal with it. He's like, nah, man, we got a grill. Hit me this morning with, I'm sorry, but I knew off top I was finished.
Yo, off
so
top.
I'm laughing. I thought it was a funny story, Trey. This nigga Sean mad random. I was like, damn.
Yeah, on the 4th of July, talking about a cookout, it was random.
Hey, no, because it was zero context, bro. You just came in hot with the story. Like, that's why I was like, yo, that shit was random. It had no lead up.
Hold on, it gets better. So Sean's like, I've been paid. I had to share. I'm throwing my first party at the new crib. Thought I was gonna be running around socializing. And Trey says, now you're about to look like Sinbad with an apron on. Sinbad with an apron on.
It's true. It's true. You know,
so poor Sean is just trying to text through it, man. He's like, I'm fried. I had fried, a fire dog. Pit and everything. Shows us a picture of the setup. Said setup solid though. Wish at least one of y'all was in the shot. It's nice. Like, he's like, oh man, I would have had.
It was very nice. It was very nice.
Trey's response: shit looked like White Claw Drive. Basketball jerseys and short shorts, and then here comes Mari with jersey longer than the shorts.
Yeah. look like a shorty sleeping over.
Because I got tents up.
Yeah, I had some tents up for the show. I said, damn, it's because I got a couple tents up. It's White Claw Drive now. You can't win, bro. All this sent through a pick of nothing has been like, this weak-ass setup, this ain't shit. That's all I'm going to do. So, yeah, man. We had a good time, though. It was all good.
Sean asked, is it the decoration in the back? Mario said, it might be the MLB logo.
Oh man,
White Claw Drive is funny though, for sure. I can't lie.
I predicted it like a tsunami though, because when you sent the video this morning, it was jerseys and short shorts. It was great.
Short shorts was definitely in there.
It was great. It was like y'all could literally leave there and go to Coachella right after.
Fit right in. Yo, but it was so hot, bro. It was like 90 and humid yesterday.
Yo, that's rules to the, it's rules to the shit, bro. When you taking pictures and uploading them to the internet, never upload pictures of like videos of fireworks, because it never translates right. Never take pictures of food that you made, and then never take pictures of you at a sporting event if it's not like dumbass close, because it looks like you're sitting with God.
Yeah, always.
Like, you'll be in the 200 seats, and it looks like you're sitting with God. And nigga be like, nigga, how much you pay for them seats? You're like, bro, I actually got good seats, but them shits just look terrible.
Absolutely. You can't. And when you're at a game, it never looks good. Unless you're courtside, it just doesn't look good, because it just it's too much in the picture. I guess if you got like a nice camera or something that can zoom in or whatever.
Like, think about if Sean would have sent a plate of a food that he made and it didn't look great, but it probably tastes amazing.
That shit
never works out that way when you make your own food. If you're not like a chef with the art and you do the little drizzle on the plate and all that shit, like, it just looks nuts. Save your plates. Remember hashtag struggle plates.
Yeah, I was about to say, somewhere there's someone who's got a plate of bad mac and cheese and a slice of Wonder Bread next to it. Like, see, I told you it tastes great.
Bro, the macaroni and cheese looked like a piece of carpet scruffed up.
Oh, no. I'll tell you the ones that I hate the most, Trey, when it's macaroni and cheese, mac and cheese soup. It's just swimming. It's like, what is this? You just added water.
And I'm sure, like, the brick of mac that's probably been scooped up, right? Because it's extra cheesy. And then you got the yam puddle. it's a yam puddle. Because
you gotta mix it all up,
it's gotta be there, and it's never going to translate, because somebody's going to slander the fuck out of that shit for a week, and you just slept. You got the itis off of eating bomb. I don't get it. Hi, Jerv.
What up, Jerv? Yo.
What up,
Jerv? How is your America's birthday? How would you? What'd you do?
Fuck America's birthday.
Damn.
Nigga came in on violence, bro.
Damn. Okay, Ice Cube.
1992? Yeah, nah. I went to a cookout, which Trey definitely let me know there was way too many people with wheelchairs there.
Something was going on yesterday. Trey had time yesterday.
No disrespect to no one in wheelchairs. Shout out to people in wheelchairs. Keep going.
Clear that up.
I did that. I watched a little bit of fireworks. I ate. I basically just recovered, bro. I partied on Friday, so I'm still in recovery mode, bro. I've been outside a lot lately, but I think I'm about to go back inside, because I'm not really ready for outside, man. It's just too much. It's too much going on right now.
Derb was thrown off by the shorts, huh?
Yeah. Got
tell them about your short experience.
So full disclosure, I do have some shorts that show off the thigh. I was a little nervous. It's just not my thing, but I realized, just like when jean shorts went out and it became all about the cargos and all that shit, like, sometimes you just got to get with the times, because you can't be the dude out here with your shorts going to your knees. And then I'm 40. So, like, I'm very much conscious of, like, not trying to be that old head that's still living in, like, the fucking 2000s or whatever, because that's nothing worse than that. Like, you know what I mean? I represent my daughter now. So, you know what I mean? I can't be out here looking like a nut. You know what I'm saying? So I got to be with the times, but respectfully. So, you know, shout out to all y'all peoples out there that, you know, that's cool with it. I'm making the transition. I just refuse to have, my thighs out and my toes out. You know what I'm saying? I can't do that.
That's a wild combo. I mean, you got a white girlfriend. Or you didn't grow up in the same hood, bro, with us.
Or you man in the grill and you're like someone's uncle, right?
At that point.
Listen, if you man in the grill, listen, you can do what you want, bro. Whatever makes you comfortable when you man in the grill, you got it.
Yeah, that's hours of service.
Yo, the person that took over for me when I only did half of it yesterday. Yeah, he had the fast pass, like it was Six Flags. He had to go to the bathroom. I was moving motherfuckers out the way. He could do whatever he wanted. He needs a drink. He's skipping lines, doing anything.
Were you escorting? Bro. You were escorting him through the house.
If he was looking like he had some trouble, I was doing anything he needed. Dude. He hooked it up. He took over. So yeah, he had the.
That's
fast
what's
time.
Up, man.
Yeah.
God. I mean, what'd you do on America's birthday?
Hold on, before we jump
God
to the
bless
meeting,
America.
what kind of shorts are we talking about, Jer? If you had the like khaki joints or the what type of shorts?
Oh yeah. Come on, bro. It's you know what I mean. What other kind are there? We don't do jean shorts anymore unless they got all
honestly, Jerb, I honestly think you should get into the Nike nylon.
Crazy.
You get you a black pair of the Nike nylons.
Yo,
what's them Jones? I got swim trunks.
Nah, they some smooth player shorts, dog. Get you some shoulder kneecaps, bro. Get you a white tee. You good to go.
Yo, I also suggest the ACG. They're kind of like a
bad see. Look, you're trying to add extra $50 to niggas' pockets, bro.
Yeah, those are tough though.
Well, show him into that bag, bro. So that's extra $50. You saw that layout.
Listen, he got
sponsored.
Listen, he got merch right now.
Yeah,
he got merch for his podcast on right now.
Oh my god,
real rap, bro. Your cookout was sponsored, right? Like, because that was a sponsored tent you had. It was all types of logos on that.
That shit looked like it had DraftKings on it.
Kingston, bro. Kingston Cole sponsored, dog. You already know they set the tents. My homie had the tents, so he lent them to me, man. ACG joints are really ACG. You can wear them anytime, anywhere. Draws, no draws, whatever you want to do.
Hey, on some real shit though, Sean, your cookout looked like it had a vegetable kebab.
Nah,
I didn't definitely. Sean, was there a casserole there? I feel like you had a casserole on
there. No casseroles, G. Hey, I will
say macaroni salad.
Hey, I will say this: my lady tried to lay out like some flowers set up. So I'm like, you gotta take those down. We're doing too much.
Flowers at a cookout?
Well, nah, that's what I said, bro. I said, yo, you gotta take these down. This is too much.
This ain't no bridal shower. Yes, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is a cookout, bro. We just need a table with the meats, chill, and then the sides, and then like mad coolers with the different beverages.
Exactly.
Yo,
non-alcoholic.
Yeah, for sure. Before Amin jumps and shares his answer, I just want to come out really quick and slander coleslaw. That shit is fucking trash.
trash
unless it's on barbecue sandwiches.
I was going to say, man, I love a coleslaw. No, you don't like it on a sandwich, Jerry?
I don't. It's fucking mayonnaise and onions and shit just chopped up. Like, I don't want that. It's
crunch. I like the crunch, bro.
Put some chips on your burger. You'll get all the crunch you want.
I chose violence this weekend because a young man got a sponsorship from Raising Cane's, and I told him to swap out his coleslaw for an extra toast. You know what I mean? Because I want better for him. And everybody's like, even Jade came through like, yo, I know you're not slandering coleslaw. Drawing the line for coleslaw, which I think is the very white a white side.
As a side, yes. I don't like. I would get extra toast too. I think I've been to Raising Cane's once in my life.
It's overhyped.
That toast is tough.
It's chicken strips, though, right?
It is chicken strips, and it may be overhyped, but that toast is real. That shit is fire.
Oh no, it's listen, it's softer than the new pillow you're getting at a fucking hotel.
Is that too niche for a restaurant to be like, all we do is chicken tenders?
Apparently not.
I'm just thinking, yo.
They owned it. I mean, at this point, it's like a cookout.
There's a restaurant that only does chicken tenders,
bro.
Chicken tenders. Okay. Yeah.
So I got questions. Like, I mean, I got is it like one of those joints where it's like 50 flavors of chicken tenders, or they got like four?
Nah, they have their brand specific taste.
They don't even have a
dipping sauce, and then
they don't even have four.
No,
so you can tell me I go to this restaurant. There's no reason. So you can actually look like a real player. Yeah, you can look real player if you take a shorty to this restaurant, right? Because you just gonna order what she want.
I don't think it's real player because it's on the same line as Chick-fil-A. It's fast food.
Yeah, it's fast food, bro.
I mean, I guess first of all, let's not make it seem like fast food is not a nice place to take a young lady. I'll take that back.
It all depends. But it's levels to the date. Yeah, like if I was in high school, definitely Raising
Cane's. I'm taking her to Raising Cane's.
Raising Cane's your high school is definitely
Arnold Palmer. Me, half lemonade, half tea.
Half iced tea.
Quick question: Are we still on? We're cool with Chick-fil-A, right? Like we still eat Chick-fil-A, or we still off?
I'm not cool with them, but I still eat it. Yes.
Okay. Because I wanted to tell you we're not about to have no Chick-fil-A slander, but I feel like we're allowed to slander.
Oh, Chick-fil-A. I'm slandering them until they open on Sundays. All right. Anyways,
I don't care what day they're open. I'm slandering them until they stop being
the LGBT community.
Oh yeah. That's true.
But I'm gonna tell you what. I'm gonna be slandering them with this Polynesian sauce dripping out the sandwich.
Hey, yo, that's the best sauce to pick.
Bruh, I got into a heated debate with somebody this weekend because they said, yo, what sauce do you get when you go to Chick-fil-A? And I said, there's only one to get, the Polynesian sauce. Yeah, Polynesian. They want to, you got to get the Chick-fil-A. So I'm like, I don't want no Chick-fil-A sauce.
Durf, real talk, it wasn't until like 2 years ago that I even knew Chick-fil-A sauce existed. I thought people were saying that because they didn't know what Polynesian was. They're like, yeah, bro. Polynesian. Like, no, there's something else called Chick-fil-A sauce. So I tried it.
Listen,
what's it like? French dressing? It's like the Big Mac secret sauce.
Chick-fil-A sauce is the yellow starburst of sauces at their fucking at their place. It's the yellow starburst.
Amen. Bro,
watch out. I'm cool.
Their honey mustard is I love honey mustard. Their honey mustard is trash.
Honey mustard is trash too.
That's what I do. I get Polynesian and then I'll get the hot sauce packets. And sometimes I'll pour the hot sauce into the Polynesian, mix it up, and it gives it a little kick.
Okay, sauce lord.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes. Yo, shout out to everybody that gets the two sauces. Because I started it with McDonald's. My go-to was the barbecue and the sweet and sour. You know, it was the barbecue and the sweet and sour. And I used to do the dip, you know what I'm saying? Like, that was my thing. And then I took that over to Chick-fil-A. Like Amin said, but I don't pour the sauce in, I just do the dip.
Shameless plug. Put the dip on the spicy chicken sandwich. All right.
Watch in like 6 months, that'll be in a McDonald's commercial.
I could jerk a check. Amin, so what did you do for the fourth, bro?
No, man, I was by the pool, I was drinking, bro.
Hey, phone off, unbothered. I love it.
Yep.
Yo.
Oh, yeah. Because I started my day. I had radio in the morning and from 7 to 10. And while I'm doing radio, the New York Times thing comes out and all these people start tweeting and texting me about like Rachel and shit. You know, me, Rachel's my friend. And if you take anything away from this, and I'm going to get way more detail, it's a very nuanced conversation. You got to know kind of the characters at play here. And I'm not talking about Rachel and Maria. I'm talking about like ESPN pretty much. But I'll get into all of that. Yeah, I'll get into all of that on Levitard Show on Tuesday, July 6th. If you want to catch it live, it's going to be on YouTube. If you want to catch a replay or whatever, it'll be on YouTube. It'll be on the podcast, the Levitard Show podcast. But this is all I'm going to say for right here for Bomb, because I want this to be perfectly clear to everybody. I had like people hit me like, oh, you didn't have to say it, or not hit me. People were tweeting me, oh, you didn't have to say anything. Or like with memes and GIFs and shit like that. And I'm like, nah, man. Like I responded to one person that I'm acquainted with. Like, yo, no, this is my friend. I'm the type of person that I will stick up for my friends. And I'm aware that it's going to be a quote unquote bad look. But to me, like, if I want to look cool for Twitter and sell my people out, I wouldn't be able to sleep at night. All these people saying, oh, he hates black women. I'm like,
it went left real quick.
Yeah.
My group chats went left too as soon as you tweeted. Just to let you know.
Of course. But, Jerv, like, here's the thing. Like, I know in my heart of hearts, it's not a bunch of people who are like, oh, man, I rock with you. Right? It's the people who don't like me already.
Yeah, you already. It was shit list and wait on you to trip.
I'm not
anyway,
losing so, people. Yeah. I'm just like the people who
wanted to have a parade.
They want to have a parade on a mean street. They had a parade on a mean street. So I'm like, I don't care. My thing is, if I know you though, and like we've had private communications, either via text or DM or whatever in the past, you have a problem or you don't understand, you can reach out. But I saw a lot of people who have all those avenues available to them making like wise ass remarks, and not for the jokes, but literally just to paint me as someone who's like caping for white women, whatever. Like, this is my friend. Like, I'm just supposed to, like, I'm not, this isn't I'm not sticking up for the entire race or whatever, or every single one. I'm for this particular person that I know personally.
And also, you're entitled to your own opinion.
I'm entitled, but that's beside the point. We're all entitled to our opinion, but like, I just want to make it clear to people, like, if you're the type of person who's like, yeah, I would have just shut the fuck up. You, to me, you're not a good fucking friend.
Yeah.
Right? You're not a good friend. And if you don't have people who will stick up for you in those moments, then guess what? You don't have friends either. You got people who are cool when things are cool. When things are not, they fucking distance themselves. And, you know, Rachel caught a lot of heat yesterday. And, you know, I don't know if I got all the heat off of her, but I got some of, because, again, that's my friend. And that's someone who's fought for me and done things. And I'm not going to fucking sell people out just because. Now, I'm cool with Maria. I think Maria's awesome. I'm not here to tell you, oh, Maria shouldn't have that job. Obviously, she does great at that job. This is not about Maria to me. To me, this is about ESPN and Rachel and, you know, what happened to her, which was she got tape in her hotel room. And before you get to anything else, you got to ask yourself, do we not have a right to privacy? Like, someone can just turn on a camera in my room, which is what happens. She didn't forget to turn it off. They can flip it on. That part, they kind of conveniently left out of the story. They can flip it on. I've had this conversation before with my shit. They're like, literally, yo, just leave it and we'll flip it on, you know, when you're or when we're ready over here. So there's that. There's the fact that her conversation was a lot more nuanced than just, I can't believe the black lady got the job. That's not what she said. But again, people want to take it a certain way. That's cool. That's for the masses. But if I know you,
I'm people. but people have to understand our relationship too, like, where I'm not like, hey, fuck you or me for saying that, bro.
Right. Like, that's my thing. It's like, Trey has his opinion. And I'm not like gonna be, I'm not 50. I'm not gonna be like, Trey, you gotta ride out with me no matter what. Right? But Trey, if you have an opinion, I'm here. You have multiple ways of communicating with me. Now, Trey right. didn't say shit to me, like just basically like just smooth ignored me and that. But then on Twitter, wanna be like the ringleader, wanna be like Mel Gibson and Braveheart. Like, to me, that says something about you as a person. It does.
Hello, listener. I'm sure you don't need me to tell you that we at Cinephobe love our pets. Zach and Boogie are inseparable. I've got two cats and a dog, and Amin is giving his best ass on performance to convince dog owners that he loves their pet.
Hey, little, hey, boy, how you doing? And Noodles is like,
ah, whatever. Which is why today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. For many pet parents, summer is all about making travel plans like adventuring through the national parks, visiting pet-friendly beaches, or road tripping across the country. Wherever your journeys take you and your furry friend, you can help protect them along the way with the plan from ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they may need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are, because vet bills can really add up, especially when you're least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance. Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher-turned-podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep free shipping, vacuum sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
And more on this and more nuance on Tuesday with Levitard Show. But yeah, so I did my thing. I said my shits, my two or three tweets, and I'm like, I'm good. I have mad people text me like, are you okay? I'm like, I'm fucking great. Why wouldn't I be okay? Yeah. Because fucking nerds on Twitter are like doing memes of black Superman carrying a white woman. Like, oh my, like I laughed. To be honest with you, a lot of the memes were funny.
Can you send some to the group chat so we can see? Yeah, I don't want to see them now, but I'm just talking about in general moving forward. But long story short,
I can send some that I received also, just so everyone's on the same thing.
No, but I'm just saying, at the end of the day, this is the only thing I want to say, is that no matter how strongly you feel about something, no matter how strongly Sean feels about something, no matter how strongly Jer feels about something, at the end of the day, that's your... you said what?
Jerv don't count. He has terrible opinions.
That's true.
Y'all niggas got bad taste. That's all that is, bro. Like, I'm
but long story short, I'll never text you to change your mind. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's where our relationship was. And it was funny because Jerv hit me like, yo, they trying to turn you on a meme. I'm like, no, because at the end of the day, that's his opinion. I'm not going to text a nigga and say, yo, delete that. No.
Yeah, exactly. No. Yeah, not that. But like, my thing is like, if you're like, damn, how could you say that?
That's like, different. You know what I mean? Like, and I say, your relationship is way closer to that person than anyone else. So I expect that answer versus someone on the outside. And then honestly, only getting at that point. So my whole thing was like, I'm just looking at it from the outside. You know what I mean? But I also know you too. And like, again, I think context is very like a serious thing, and people read between, they skip the line. So
I'll be honest with you. Like if it weren't Rachel, if I'm trying to pick a random other person who I know through the industry, but I don't know that well, like, if it were, Lindsay Zarniak, for instance, or Wendy.
I don't know who that is, but shouts to her.
Yeah, they're all like these, you know, white sports center anchors basically.
Okay.
Right. I know them, like I see, or Hannah Storm, for instance. Like, I know Hannah because I've done SportsCenter with her. I know Hannah because I run into her in the cafe. I know Hannah because she's tweeted me, I tweeted her back. But like, if this happened to Hannah Storm, I wouldn't be like, no, Hannah's great. Cause like, I'm like, I know you, but I'm not, you know, like we're not best friends to the point where I'm going to unequivocally make this comment about someone that I've only known in work settings. But like, me and Rachel have talked so much over the years about all types of shit, life, family, work. Like, this is a very close friend to me. So I want like all my friends to know, yo, I will ride out for all of y'all. And by the way, part of
I've rode for you before.
Yeah, I know.
It's cool.
And Jerv too.
I mean, like I said, when it's close to the situation, different things. There's just layers to it.
But that's a great example. Because you guys have had to ride out for me for people saying that I'm what? What are
corny.
Some things that people said?
You're an asshole. You're asshole. Like, I hear all types of shit. And I'm like,
what else?
Dude's cool.
You look like Kramer.
Okay.
But people have said things that aren't true. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Like, as... you're like, you guys know me. And so when your friends say shit like, you know, whatever it is, I look like Kramer can't save that one, right? I hope you don't ride out on that one because that's a losing cause. But
no, it was just funny.
Like,
it was just,
but yeah, it's funny though. But like some of this shit that I do say, you guys say, no, that's not true. He's not like that. Why do you do that? Because I'm your friend? Well, yeah, but also because you know it's not true. And if I wasn't your friend, maybe you'd be like, yeah, I don't think it's true, but it ain't my fucking business, right?
Yeah.
You do it partly because we're close, but also part of it because you know it's not true. And even if it may appear a certain way. And that's my whole thing. I know it doesn't, like, especially if you're not paying attention, especially if you're reading Cliff Notes, it doesn't sound great for Rachel. It doesn't look great for Rachel.
Find out more on Levitard.
The only time I don't ride out for Amin is if I had just texted him and he doesn't respond. And then, like, someone says something, I'm just like, yeah, fuck that nigga, dog. Like, he doesn't even respond to my text messages.
All he does is fucking shit talk me in my DMs about anything I post. I'll be posting, like, I'm like, oh, man, it was a beautiful day. Like, that shit looked trash. Like, oh, what?
That's perfect, bro. That's what it is. You know I'm shit talk all you motherfuckers.
Yo, real quick, Trey, before you take off. I think you always got to – there's been times where I've rocked for my friends in public. And then on the background, been like, yo, what the fuck are you doing, bro? What are you talking about? Like, right. You got to chill on that. So you can have that conversation too. It's definitely levels. But yeah, I mean, like you said, bro, if you don't have people vouching for you when you need some vouching, then you don't really have homies like that.
Right. Like, that's my thing. Yeah. It's like, that's, and it's not, you know, it's not about like black men always doing it for white women. So I'm like, so y'all only ride out for certain friends,
right?
Like, it just, to me, like, yo, you're a shitty friend, like, is what I'm saying,
right?
And that doesn't make me not
again. Stop telling me to tell Amin to delete shit because it ain't gonna happen. He's stubborn and he gonna think what he wanna do.
But also, Trey, like, deleting shit to me is like, it's not about.
Or it's the Patrick Beverly apology.
Yes, it's like, oh, let me get this heat off of me.
Yeah.
That shit was a weak ass apology too, by the way.
I'm just saying, at the end of the day, you think for yourself, you do what you want, and that's it. But that's our
but again,
still my nigga, even if you whatever you choose to say.
So to solidify, I'm pretty sure we're gonna listen to this and say, you know, it means this, it means that, to solidify, like, I'm a piece of shit on all levels. Let's talk about Bill Cosby now. Philadelphia's own.
Fuck that nigga, bro. And look,
fuck that nigga.
I don't know if it's considered double cooning because yo, niggas that got called coon for like shit though. The craziest thing, what I've been thinking about all week when he got out, was Hannibal Buress. Cause I was like, damn, is he gonna circle the block and like, take his food away?
There go that nigga right there.
That was the nigga that was talking all that shit in this, and I'm gonna take all his, you know what I mean? Like, and those are the choices that you have to make, because I'm pretty sure he thought Bill Cosby was never getting out. But
no, I mean, here's the thing, but like that, my one of my homies who works in the industry said this. He was like,
being afraid of Bill Cosby's funny.
I mean, not physically.
I know what you mean. I'm just saying, he's a 70-something year old man. Like, just the thought of, I get what you're saying, because he has power.
That's what I'm saying.
All he needs is this muscle right here to work.
That's all
it takes.
Can I say before we get too serious with this? I know we're not getting serious, but like that meme that popped back up, or that video of him when he was walking in, when he was like, when he was doing all that shit. I'm sorry, that shit was funny to me. I gotta laugh at that.
That was the only positive I took from that whole situation.
I have a whole folder of that I just call problematic memes. Like, I can't, like, just can't use them. Bossa Nova.
And we're black.
We're black. But yes, Bill Cosby walking from the courthouse doing Bill Cosby shit from the intro to the Cosby Show. Next level. Also, all the memes about R. Kelly.
Oh, being mad that he got out? No, the pawn shop shit was hilarious. When they was talking about, like, yo, we just wanted you to free about Britney. And it's like, the best we could do is free Bill Cosby. Sick, man. It's still the, fuck the Bill Cosby for me.
Squidward looking out the window.
Yeah. It's still fuck Bill Cosby for me, just because his opinion on young black people back black in the people, day.
Yeah.
And sagging pants. This is separated from the situation. But then also, I'm not a big conspiracy theorist. I don't think that these women were hired actors, actress, or anything like that to shut my man down because he was going to buy a network or any of those type of thoughts. I will say he's on record for, you know, was it Quaaludes?
Yeah.
Quaaludes and drinks. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
That's a sick ass meme.
That's crazy.
Yo, but in all honesty though, like, he's on record saying he's done these things, and you know, he's gonna have to deal with whatever consequences it is in the situation of that. But you know, it sucks from a victim standpoint, and you know, I guess, so you know, a woman in this world and what's happening. So interesting, like, to say the least. You know what I mean?
What's the double coon part? What's the second coon part?
Yeah.
I mean, well, no, I'm just saying the double coon part of, like, you know, people saying, I mean, was doing that, and then the double coon was talking about Bill Cosby.
I thought you were talking about Judge Joe Brown, because he definitely
He was definitely
What'd he do?
Judge Joe Brown just said pretty much, like, it was an era, and, you know, it was okay, and basically women shouldn't be complaining about from the past.
I'm gonna go get that clip.
He had a very much a let me say this the right way, because I don't want to make it sound like I'm bagging it.
I do not fuck with Judge Joe Brown.
I don't fuck with Joe Brown. He had very much a barbershop conversation on fucking national television. And if you haven't peeped it yet, shameless plug, go to BNC's YouTube page and look at the full interview with Mark Lamont Hill, because Mark was even taken aback by the shit, and Mark was just like, yo, looking like, yo, what the fuck is this? Like, I can't believe this motherfucker saying this shit.
But you know what, man? Like, here's the thing. Like, a lot of these old people, man, they don't go fuck no more, man. Like, Felicia Rashad.
Oh, Joe Brown gives two fucks about nothing right now. He's probably like, I got 3 years left, probably. Maybe five.
Felicia Rashad.
Yeah, she fell on a sword for Bill.
But it's just like, but he got out on a technicality. That was my thing. It's like, you can't be like, see, I told you he didn't do it. She didn't even educate herself on, like, the circumstances.
But that's anybody, though. That's anybody right now. And I'm like, I understand how the Cosby Show was important to a lot of black people growing up. Yeah. But again, as much as I tease Jerv about Hov, Cosby is not my fictional dad. You know what I'm saying? Just entertainment at the particular time. And I think that it's just so weird of the connection of someone that they don't personally know that they're ready to die for. Right. You know what I mean? Ride and die for. You know what I mean? A complete stranger. I understand I understand the whole thing of, like, a black man being put on trial or whatever. The same thing how we've dealt with Mike Tyson and OJ Simpson in the 90s. And now for this particular situation, most people do shit, and we have to accept that people do bad. People do bad shit too. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I got that Brown clip whenever you want me to run it too.
Please run it now.
Real quick, before you run, I just want to say one thing. The shit about Cosby that he shares with OJ in particular is that these were motherfuckers that were shitting on black people for a while.
For a while.
And then when the shit hits the fan, now they want black support. That to me is the big difference. But let's listen to Judge.
I mean, we're a forgiving culture. It sucks, but it's true.
Are they gonna
bring down talking about Bill Cosby? I'm saying, we forgot what that term meant. Sex, drugs, rock and roll. The bimbos come to the party, they hang out, they get drunk, they snort lines of blow, and they have a good time. They use the hall closets to give head, the bathrooms to get down, and you go in to get your coat off of the bed, and they're laying on top of it doing somebody. See, that's what that's about.
So, yeah, but just, it has to be consensual, though.
30, 40, 50 years after something was in big time style, when this stuff started out, the sexual revolution was going on. And a lot of women got into it deeply.
Yeah, Mark's face.
Oh, my God. His face is all our face, though, at the end of the day. Oh, like, that's a wild excuse.
He couldn't even muster like an outrage reaction or rebuttal. He was just like, is this nigga really saying this shit on TV right now? I thought it was funny. I thought you guys were saying he did like an Instagram live.
No, bro.
No, bro.
He's getting that off on TV. But it's a lot of people that think like that. That's fucking sad.
Wow, man. The biggest thing for me is all the people that could bag a lot of shorties seems like they should be able to do it fairly easily. Are drugging shorties, and then I don't know what is going on here.
Are the ones doing the most, right?
Yeah, it's like I don't fucking understand. Like, and what is appealing about fucking with a shorty that's all drugged up?
Passed out. That's passed out.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
Is rude.
It's a sickness, bro.
That's one step away from necrophilia, right?
Yeah,
like
bro,
you that ass. I like fucking dead people.
Yeah, I don't understand, bro. It's a sickness, man. It's definitely a sickness.
So I'm gonna triple down and say fuck Bill Cosby.
So yeah, it's definitely fuck Bill Cosby. It's definitely fuck Judge Joe Brown. Am I crazy? Because I understood what he meant though. But like it's wrong. But I understood what he meant.
No, because you're wrong. You're wrong because you're a father. Here's the thing. You're a father, so I want you to understand before you say this and put this out in the universe. Really think about it first. I want you to understand this because how Joe Brown thinks and how he says that is just kind of saying like, oh, well, she dressed like that. So she's asking to be touched like that. No. That is absolutely fucking wrong.
For sure.
I just meant like, I got what he was saying, being that whatever error that was, it was a wild time and all that type shit was going on. It doesn't make it right. That shit's wrong. You know,
it's kind of like when we were on a much lower level, but when we used to use the word gay as a negative, like we all grew up doing it. Now, because we've grown older and also because times have changed, we realize, oh, that shit's wrong, man. You shouldn't be doing that.
Right.
But like you understand the context under which it was done. Not absolving, we should have never done that shit, but it was literally being done. Oh, yes, now I've double cooned Trey. There it is. Like, this man said this and that. Like, Trey said, we're a forgiving culture. Like, are they gonna forgive me though, Trey? Are they gonna forgive me?
Yeah, you got some of mean apologists.
I'll tell you why they'll forgive me, because in a week they'll be mad about something else and they'll forget. It's not like I'm like, someone try to call me Terry Crews. I'm like, Terry Crews does this shit all the time though. Like, this is my one.
Nah. You know who Terry Crews did though? Nigerian, bro. I was off him. I think his name is Emmanuel
Acho.
Emmanuel Acho. Yeah.
I can't fuck with bro. The Shikari situation about the weed, about right? Shikari. Yeah.
Let's talk about Shikari. When he said like you get high with
the javelin shit. Yeah.
Like, bro, what are you fucking talking about? And then I like dove a little bit more deep on it. And I see he went on Kimmel and he's talking about how he learned about black culture playing football. You're Nigerian, bro. Like, yes, bro. Like, that was the most. Texas. But it's the principal thing about like the most beautiful thing you can say about being Nigerian was like, he didn't highlight any of the positives of being, you know, his nationality.
Right.
And he's like, oh, I went to a, you know, a white school and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, bro, stop trying to impress these people, bro, that don't really matter.
Trey called him Baby Whitlock.
Now, you know, okay, here's the thing. Like,
he's
like
Slim Whitlock.
That's what it was.
Emmanuel, he's from Texas, right? And like, I don't know if you know this. Shout out to all my Nigerian brothers and sisters. Niger, what's up?
Beautiful people.
Texas is like little Nigeria. Like, you throw a rock, you're gonna hit a Nigerian person somewhere. Like all these, think about like Shanae. Every single Nigerian you know has some family. We were talking about it with Dan Perlman a couple weeks ago. Flatbush misdemeanors. His uh, his coach Kevin. Kevin is Nigerian from Houston, right? Now, ain't nobody watching that show said that nigga ain't black, right? No one says that, right? Because what? Because it's like, it don't matter what school you went to. I'm like, it's hard for me to understand a reality where this dude is somewhere where there's mad Nigerian people and he comes from a Nigerian family. Like, I know at least your parents would have been, yeah, like pumping that stuff behind the scenes, even if you go to school and all you saw were white people.
Yeah.
So it is a weird thing, but you know, again, Emmanuel's a guy that I know. We're not best friends or anything. So, like, I'm not gonna say no, that's not true, because like, I don't hang out with him.
I'm just seeing what he put out.
The Shikari thing is like, I thought it was a joke. I was laughing. And
I mean,
and
here's the thing. Here's the layers, right? I get it. Every time we have these type of conversations, whether it's the situation that you're involved in, whether it was the, you know, Bill Cosby situation, and now this one, it's either let's start our own Olympics. It's a situation that's targeted against black people, right? And I get that because our brains kind of go off and we create these different situations.
Right.
But I also sympathize. And like, again, she owned up to it.
Right.
Shouts to her owning up to it. Yeah. Like, look, and you can't tell anyone how to feel when they're dealing with something. You get what I'm saying? So you can't say, oh, if my mom died, I would have reacted this way. Have you ever lost a parent? Have you ever dealt with pressure of
Even if you've been through the exact same thing, lost a parent and pressure to represent a country, everybody deals with shit differently, right?
Yes.
So I don't blame her for doing what she did. And like you said, she did it and she accepted the consequences. She's like, yeah, that shit happened. Fucking sucks, but oh well. And that's kind of my thing. It's like kind of like what I said. People are going to be upset about what I said, but I knew what the consequences could be.
Yeah,
and I did it anyway because I felt like, yo, this is the right thing to do.
Right.
And so, but like my thing is it dumb that weed is a banned substance? I think so. But y'all can't. Y'all can't start having a conversation now. Where you been this whole time? I know that for me, with regards to the NBA, for years I've been talking about, why is this on the list? Why is this on the list? Get rid of it. Like, all it does is it makes everybody look bad, right? You got players getting caught and get suspended. You got a league that's saying, oh shit, we got to suspend somebody, or we could just not test for it and we'll never even care. Because guess what? These people give a shit about their jobs, believe it or not. No matter how high they get, they're not showing up to go play the fucking Lakers high as fuck. She's not going to show up to act like Shikari out there, that starting block, fucking lighting a blunt, blowing it out, and then fucking running. Like,
yeah. This is my problem about it, Amin. And I understand people have to do their jobs. But when something happens to a black athlete, right, you're put on this space, which it's their job to talk, and you have to be asked these questions. Yeah. But now you're in the critique under white journalism that breaks us down, right? Or goes into a situation like it was one lady named Claire, and she says, oh, her hair and this and that might be laid to steroids. What? The fuck are you talking about? Yeah, like, but I'm just
saying, bullshit.
She was trying to stir some shit up.
Call out the dumb shit. We can call out people who have agendas that have nothing to do. They're not making a point. They're making an agenda. We can always call that out. But like, if you mad that marijuana is on the banned substance list, then stay mad about it.
Right.
Don't like next week. Let's move on. Now we fucking Shikari is done. Yeah. It's Rachel Nichols week now. Like, all the outrage about Shikari, nobody gives
who's
a shit.
Next?
It's just like that's. We're always going to move on to the next thing. And that's my biggest problem with internet culture. It's like, there are people who give a shit about some of these things.
They're fighting the fights offline.
Yeah, there are people who give a shit, like, you know, about domestic abuse and are, you know, like you said, fighting the fights offline, fighting the fights continuously, and fighting the fights at the place where the conflict is the hottest.
Yeah.
Not on some mild ass shit over here, but like on the real like nexus of this shit.
Right.
And then there's a bunch of people who are like, because they want a virtue signal. They want you to look. I also think the domestic violence is bad. So I'm just jump on here. Say I can't believe that. And then next week we move on to something else. Like all the domestic violence energy is gone. Again, I'm not for domestic violence. Obviously, I think it's terrible. But don't be leading the parade today and tomorrow try to lead it. Like, and I'm not saying you can only stick to one issue. But you know in your heart of hearts if you're actually doing anything for the issue. Or are you just performing for the cameras and for social media?
Yeah, but again, fuck all that on the breaking us down on that national platform. Yo, because shit goes away from actual journalism. You feel me? Like, oh, yeah. For one, listen, she shouldn't have been. Obviously, weed is legal in Oregon during the trials.
She should have done.
You know what I'm saying? The agent shouldn't have had her do the interview. Should have, you know, kind of skipped that and let her do her thing. Like I said, it's tons of red flags in that situation. She's a stand-up woman. She took it on the chin. She gonna come back and be the world champ. You know what I'm saying? And do her thing. Let's move forward. But
you know,
again,
what I learned,
I just ain't fucking with people breaking down us on a platform. Yeah. You feel me? Like I'm always gonna step in on that because we ain't bullying us.
We're not with an agenda. Like I'm like, yo, you're not making points. You're making an agenda. Get out of here with that. But you know, the one thing I learned out of all of this though, FloJo's record still stands. Because there's like, oh, she had a chance to break. I was like, FloJo's record is still there. Think about like on the men's side, they should be breaking every Olympics and shit. Well, now that you're saying that, we'll see. But I'm thinking to myself like, yo, FloJo's record was set in 88. Bro, it's 30 plus years later. Ain't nobody running that fast.
Rest in peace to the GOAT.
Rest in peace, FloJo. The GOAT, truly. I mean, like that's one where like I don't think there should be an argument there. Right? Like,
yeah.
If you do some shit that literally no one can, like the marquee event, the event, I mean, that's the number one event at the Olympics, right? Is there an event that's more special than 100 meters?
Not for me.
Nah.
Yeah.
Nah. So, like, she broke the record and it still stands to this day. Yo, shout out to FloJo, man. You got it,
man. With technology and all that stuff. Yeah, yep. Man. With
all the training, the nutrition,
all that. And that still stands.
Fucking mass, the altitude training, all that shit they got. They still can't run as fast as
she probably was doing that shit off a swig of ENJ.
and a pull off the Black and Mild.
You feel me? And a pull off the fucking Black and Measy, dog, for sure. I just want to shout out Compton Fire Department, you know what I'm saying? Fighting and putting out them fires and shit in my hood and just always being on call. And what else I wanted to shout out before we jump out of here? I can't think right now.
You can't be shouting out the fire department because that means you hate black people.
hey, go ahead, Jerf.
I was going to say, speaking of black people, shout out to everybody that laid hands on those those clowns that decided to make Philly look like fucking Alabama and or whatever down south place over fucking.
What happened?
It was a white supremacy group that had a random ass march in Philly. I think it was like Friday or Saturday or some shit like that. And they found out quickly that like we not really that type place that shit just fly. Like it's a lot of niggas with hands in Philly.
Y'all really bull.
This nigga trying.
But they allegedly had them motherfuckers were smart though. They had smoke bombs to plan their escape like some fucking Marvel comic shit. Shit's wild, bro. You gotta look that shit up. It's wild. But shout them people out that just laid hands on them dudes and let them know that this wasn't the spot for that.
I gotta look that up for sure.
Yo, real quick. Again, thank you for being a Patreon. If you are a Patreon, if you're not a Patreon, what are you waiting for? Patreon.com/countthedings. That's where you get the overflow episodes like the one we had last week, remembering the 25th anniversary of Reasonable Doubt and the 12th anniversary of the passing of Michael Jackson. Also, we have the Cinephobe special edition episodes. We dropped another one on Monday, July 4th. It's The Goods. It's written, directed by Neil Brennan. It was produced by Adam McKay. And we had a great conversation with those guys a month ago, but we actually did an episode on it as well. So check that out if you're a Patreon. exclusive, our July 4th episode. And as always, thank you for supporting. This has been Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. My name's Amino Hassan. That's John Gervais. That's Black Trey. That's Big Sean, the producer. Peace out. Stay black, motherfuckers.